Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Thunder Buddies podcast. I'm Maddie Lee, joined on the phone by Joe Masato after the Thunder's 133-86 loss at Milwaukee. Thunder history was made tonight, Joe. Just maybe not the type that they had hoped for.
That was crazy. I mean, Thunder
here, let me say that one more time. In case, for anyone who was like, that sounds wrong. She must have read that wrong. 133-86.
Yes. It needs repeating. We can repeat that at several times throughout this podcast. It was a 47-point defeat, and that's the biggest in Thunder history since the franchise moved to OKC. The previous worst loss was 42 points at Minnesota in 2009.
So that first season here.
Yeah, so exactly. I mean, a team that was not any good, and then they lost by 39 points at San Antonio in 15, and then the two losses behind that were in 08-09 as well. So it was really those first two teams, and then kind of an outlier in 2015. And then this one, which you would not expect this Thunder team to set that record, but no. The circumstances of tonight with the Thunder playing on the second night of a back-to-back, the Bucks had been on since Tuesday, and the Bucks are on like a historic pace right now. They might become, you know, the third team in history to win 70 plus games, and it was just incredible. Like,
but
how bad this was.
Yeah, I mean, there were obviously a lot of factors going against the Thunder, but as you wrote in your story, they and the Bucks have the best record since the beginning of December. So,
yeah.
And the Thunder was on a 9-game road winning streak, and we said last podcast the 10th is would have been really, really hard, but
I didn't think it'd be that hard.
No, not at all.
it was
an epic collapse, and we'll get to the 3-point shooting, but which is
it was all
also
numbers. I mean, 3-point shooting was probably the biggest number, but
astonishing. There's a lot of factors to point to. So let's dive in. As we predicted, Danilo Gallinari did not play tonight. He was out officially with left ankle soreness.
We knew something would be sore. We called it.
Nailed it. Gee, how do we come up with that? Yeah,
it's like we've been covering this team for 2 years and me for one.
Yeah, so he has not played on the second night of back-to-back since his last one was in November. Only one of them has officially been for rest, and you're not allowed to rest healthy players on the road or in nationally televised games, and this was both. So on ESPN. But yeah, so instead Hamidou Diallo gets the start, which, I mean, he was coming off of a performance where, like we said last time, didn't fill up the stat sheet, but his teammates were very impressed by the effort and the energy that he brought as soon as he came in to the game. And tonight, for his sixth start of his career, he gets matched up on Giannis Antetokounmpo and picks up 3 fouls in minutes.
Yeah, yep. 3 fouls in 4 minutes and 20 seconds. He gets subbed out, and like that's how the game started. I mean, Giannis was getting everyone in foul trouble, and it sounds dumb saying this. Like, the Thunder doesn't have anyone to guard Giannis. No one. No one alive can guard Giannis, but like.
But the Thunder really does not have anyone.
The Thunder really doesn't. Yeah, like, I can't overemphasize that enough. Like, he is there's no obvious play. Like, when Billy decided to start Diallo, like, at first I was like, okay, that's a little surprising, but then it's like, well, what else are they gonna do?
Right.
You know. So I didn't really have a problem with that decision.
We found out what the backup plan was because Deontay Burton came in. When
now that surprised me a little bit, just because he hasn't played meaningful minutes in like a month.
Yeah, he hasn't. And I think it's probably just a size thing, because I mean, Abdul Nader also got his chance to try the guard Giannis. Shout out to Adam Bowers, who emailed me mid-game saying, "Oh my God, please tell me you're going to talk about that Deontay Burton pass on the podcast," referring to he drove the lane and then I guess threw a kickout pass, but it was nowhere near anyone and went sailing into the stands. But then that turned out to be like the least of the Thunder's worries.
Yeah, it was a comedy of errors. Also, we should have called Barry Trammell for this podcast, because he would have loved to talk about
my gosh,
Deontay Burton tonight. But like,
I mean, you have to give it, that's a very tough situation to come into.
Oh, it's like, hey, you haven't been playing. How about you go guard the best player in the world?
Yeah, good luck.
Like, that's really what it was.
Yeah, that's 100% what it was. And he's been playing with the Blue, so that means nothing.
Yeah. Not many players of Giannis's caliber hanging around the G League these days, I don't think.
Surprising.
Yeah, I mean, there was just Giannis, his final line is pretty incredible given that he only played 27 minutes. He had 32 points, 13 rebounds, 6 assists. The Bucks outscored the Thunder by 44 points with Giannis on the floor.
Yep. He's good. And I mean, that really was when the few times that the Thunder was starting to chip back, it was with they're taking advantage of Giannis not being on the floor. And then he'd come in and score like 20 points in 2 minutes. That's obviously an exaggeration, but that's what it felt like.
Yeah. And we should also note that like the Bucks were down an all-star today. Like Chris Middleton, he was out, and like, that did not seem to matter one bit. Obviously, it didn't matter. They won by 47 points, but it made what Giannis did even more incredible that he didn't do it without his main sidekick.
Well, and the Bucks' best shooter. And yet, let's look at those three-point stats. We'll look at the Bucks first. They shot 46.7% from three, 21 of 45. You have a stat on that 21 makes, right?
Yeah, that's the most the Thunder's given up this season. Most, I think 20 was the previous high, and yeah, they made 21.
And then the Thunder, who took 35 threes, so, you know, not as many as the Bucks 45, but still a considerable amount. And they made, drumroll please, six
for 35 for a whopping 17%.
I had a line in the journal that was like, Mike Muscala accounted for a third of the Thunder's makes because he made two. he was the Thunder's saving grace from the 3-point line, and he was 2 of 6.
Yeah, he came in there and made a couple shots, and that was in, you know, that was, I think it was in the second quarter, right? When Muscala made those shots.
I think so.
It was for sure in the first half, but like this was actually a game through 1.5 quarters. I know that's not saying much, but the Thunder were only down by 3 points with 5 minutes to go before halftime, and you're like, okay, like this could be something. The Bucks closed the second quarter on a 23-4 run. They made 10 of their 11 shots, and very quickly it was over. And
oh, yeah, Muscala was 2 of 3 from three in the first quarter. So
okay, yeah. Well, that's all to say, not much good happened after that. Like Nader had some moments, Chris Paul had some moments, but not much to not many good things happening for the Thunder.
Yeah, Nader and Steven Adams had a little two-man game going on and looked good for a second, and then
that was the highlight. That was seriously the offensive highlight.
That was it. The backdoor cut for a dunk where he got around Giannis. That's it. That's all.
The Thunder only had two players score in double digits, Chris Paul and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And, I mean, 86 points, that was one off their season low. So it was like...
Which I keep forgetting how bad that Washington game was. I think Barry was the one who was saying, like, oh, this has to be the worst one. And I was like, oh, no, but we didn't know that they were any good. They only scored 85 points against a terrible defensive team. So let's just remember that. But... They've turned around since then.
Because the Wizards really are like one of the worst defensive teams in the league.
At least the Bucks are much better at defense.
The Bucks, meanwhile, are one of the best and one of the best offensively. And
just one of the best.
That's why they're the best. That's why they've lost 8 games and 3 home games all season.
There's not even much more to hash out, because so much of the game, even if it wasn't like, was essentially garbage time.
Almost none of it mattered, like, no. In the second half. The whole fourth quarter did not matter. Like, the Thunder starters didn't play, the Bucks starters didn't play. It was just reserves versus reserves. No. I've just got like, okay, a few numbers. It was like a mixture of like season worst numbers for the Thunder and like their opponent's best numbers all in one game. Like, the Bucks out rebounded the Thunder 67-36. The assists were 34-14. 3-pointers made 21-6. We talked about that. Bench points 68-39.
And usually the Thunder bench is outscoring other benches. Like, they've pulled them back into some games against some pretty tough teams, and
like rebound 67 rebounds, yeah, that's to 36. Oh boy, this credit to Brian Mueller from News 9. He tweeted out,
oh my gosh, this is the best tweet
commercial
that I have ever that I've seen at least all year. Yeah, sorry, go ahead, describe it.
Yeah, well, it's like, you know, they're in his garage and I think like looking at different jerseys on the wall, and then you see.
Oh, no, they're looking at bowling balls. I don't know. That's a weird. So, I've seen this. I love the State Farm commercials. They're looking at bowling balls, and Chris Paul's talking about like telling this story about when he was bowling.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know exactly what it is, but all I know is like, hey, you didn't play for the Bucks or like whatever the guy says, and they see the deer in there. And it just goes crazy, and like, that's what the Bucks did tonight.
Just busted out the Thunder's windows in their garage. Yeah.
Just like shattering everything, shattering all kinds of the worst records for the Thunder. That would have been like a good thing that I should have like included in the story. Just like embed it, rather than file a story tonight, I should have just like embedded the link to that commercial and was like, here it is.
That's it. That was the game. Oh,
that was so funny.
Could you hear Stu? Stu was trying to make his first appearance in a while.
Yeah. Is Stu feeling bad for the Thunder? Is he trying to like speak up for them right now?
He is. Stuart, do you wanna come close to the microphone? He's at the door going,
Stu Dort.
Stu Dort. Who not remarkable tonight.
Very forgettable. I really don't remember it. Any individual performances, and I just watched the game, but I spent the whole fourth quarter just writing the story, and that was that. So
yeah, they tried everything to stop Giannis. They threw so many guys at him, add any if I'm forgetting them, but we talked about Hami and Deontay, Abdul Nader, Lou Dort, yeah, Terrence Ferguson.
Muscala got switched onto him a couple times.
Mike Muscala. It was really pretty much anyone over 6'6". 6'6 and over. It was like, all right, try it.
Yeah, and just to see him, I know he only made 2 threes tonight, but that was like the thing before the season. Everyone was like, well, like, if he ever adds the 3-point shot, like, it's over, because then you can't play off of him. And, like, you still have to play off of him because he's going to get by you no matter what. But when he settled for a couple threes and just, like, swished him, I was like, there's just no way to defend that. Like, it's insane. It's crazy.
It really is. Well, I know Thunder fans were celebrating the move up to the 5 seed. Hope you got all your celebrations out because they're back to 6.
This is fun to watch, you know, how it's going to change on like a
day-to-day basis.
Yeah, these teams from like, especially like 3 to 6 right now, they're all within 3 games of each other. So it's all very fluid. But yeah, we talked about the Rockets Thunder potentially being a series. If the season ended today, it would be the Clippers and the Thunder, which would also have, you know, obviously some not Russell Westbrook, but some Paul George storylines.
Yeah. And that guy Shea and that guy Danilo.
Yeah. I forgot about those guys. Those are the guys who play for the Thunder now who used to play for the Clippers.
What?
There was a notable offseason trade. All I know is that
a million times.
I know the Clippers have like not been healthy all season, and Paul George and Kawhi have hardly played together. But
they're still in the 3 seed.
That is a matchup that I think I would try to avoid.
Yep.
If at all possible.
Yep. The Lakers too. Really, yeah. Just all of LA.
Do not want to go to LA.
Although, nice and warm, pretty quick flight, good food.
Good luck to everyone in the East trying to beat the Bucks.
Yeah.
That's my takeaway.
It's a good one. It's going to be hard.
Yeah. Yeah, that was something. I mean, just to see a team like any team, but especially the Thunder, who, you know, like we said, these have been the two best teams in the NBA over the last 3 months. They were down by 50 points at one point. Like, 50!
It's insane.
Anyway, I was just like, I don't know.
Yeah, the Thunder have come back from a lot of deficits. But like 50 was not one of them.
Anytime history is made, it kind of like fires me up because I think it's a cool thing. And like this is just like one of those historical games that obviously people will forget if you're a Thunder fan because it was a bad night. But it's just like that's, you know, Thunder came to Oklahoma City in 2008 and they've never lost by more points than tonight. And that is fairly notable.
All right. That's all.
Timberwolves lost tonight. If anyone wants to know,
I bet it wasn't by 47 points though.
No, I forgot the score, but they lost.
Oh, well, I'm glad that we got in the Timberwolves segment, and I'm sure our, you know, listeners are sick of hearing about this game, so we'll end it.
Onto a nice long break. Thunder aren't back until Tuesday, right?
Yep, playing the Clippers, the aforementioned Clippers.
Hey, so there we go. That'll be fun.
That'll be fun. Read our stuff in the meantime. Thank you for tuning in to this Thunder Buddies podcast. Like it, love it, subscribe, share it with your friends, your family, your neighbors, your pets, and we will see you on Tuesday after the Clippers game.